Russia is still on good terms with the U.S. in the Arctic, where their coast guards cooperate. But since Moscow annexed Crimea, Americans have been warily eyeing President Vladimir Putin's military buildup in the far north. At a U.S. Senate hearing today, witnesses describe Putin more as a cunning bully than a good neighbor. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The hearing in the Foreign Relations Committee was all about Europe, not the Arctic. Specifically, it was about Putin's propaganda strategy. But a portrait of Putin emerged from the Russian experts who testified, and the image has fangs. As they described it, Russia uses its English language RT news channel and other platforms to push all kinds of half-truths and hoaxes. The goal is to feed conspiracy theories and sow doubt.
They're not trying to get Putin's pew numbers up. Yeah, they're just trying to erode faith in democratic systems elsewhere. Putin doesn't want to be loved internationally. He wants to be feared. That's a very, very different kind of process.
Peter Pomerantsev is a fellow at the Legatum Institute, a London-based think tank. He says Putin is trying to undermine America and all it stands for, both in the information realm and on the ground.
The aim is never Crimea or Syria. Their aim is you. Yeah? They're after you. They want to psychologically prove that America is impotent. Therefore, the Pax Americana, for what it still is pointless. And therefore, why don't we be more corrupt, more violent?
A senator on the panel asked about Putin's popularity at home. Pomerantsev says it's hard to measure.
But without a doubt, I mean, there's been an emotional, catharsis from the Crimean experience. The question is, how deep does that go? Is that like a football match? Yeah, we got Crimea. Now where's our food? Or is that actually something deeper, and will it take us somewhere very, very dark?
Heather Conley is a Europe and Arctic expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says America needs to re-engage in civil life in Europe as it did when new democracies were sprouting in the former Eastern Bloc. Conley warns it won't be an easy sell to taxpayers.
But that's about how we build the antibodies to growing Russian influence, because if we're not there, Russia will step in.
Conley says information infrastructure is at risk, too. She says Russian submarines have been examining the locations of Europe's undersea fiber optic cables. Severing those, Conley says, could disrupt internet service, essential commerce, and military command and control.
In fact, this summer, a Russian vessel continually harassed a Swedish research vessel, which was lying a new fiber optic cable connecting Sweden to Lithuania.
Conley, though, believes the U.S. and Russian coast guards should continue to cooperate in the Arctic, in part to keep the channels of communication open. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.